Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go. Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
Strudel at 1:30. Did that sound bad?
No. Everybody, who doesn't like strudel? Who wouldn't like strudel? Like, strudel is,
I don't know. God forbid Bridget see a picture of strudel online, like chip chopped ham, and she'll denounce it as prison food.
No,
I'm not
going
to trash strudel.
No. This is because, Bridget's a baker. So she understands
the chemistry
that goes into baking as opposed to cooking, which is any dope can cook.
Oh, I just figured everybody would. I thought everybody was waiting for the, oh, so you're pro strudel, Bridget.
Yes.
You know, that joke right there, which would be completely tasteless and awful. Unlike if Bridget made strudel, where it would probably be delicious, like the cookies and cupcakes that you yearn for and pine the.
I do. I would.
Whenever like Bridget works here. Oh, man. All right, so let's do a little roundup here.
Okay.
We know that we will find out who the Celtics are playing in the first round tonight. So Miami's going to go against Chicago. There is no Jim Butler for Miami. Looks like there's no Alex Caruso for Chicago. Even if the guy does play, he's going to be completely compromised. So it looks like you got two guys, one off of each team. One may be a little more important than the other. But what goes down tonight in Miami, at last check, the Heat were 2-point favorites.
The Heat lose.
I'm with you. Without Butler, I think they lose.
I guess, as far as an analysis angle, like, I just want the Heat to be done. Because earlier in the week, I wanted the Celtics to play the Heat.
Yeah.
And just kind of like that whole Heat culture and like, yeah, look at us. Like, I just wanted it to just kind of like really just drag them through their own mentality.
Well, a little bit like the Red Sox winning a championship. They went through the Yankees. Even though this isn't championship round Miami, it would be nice to go through them in the first round just for the spite and malice factor alone.
Yeah, just like Toronto dealing with their demons with the Bruins and really the Bruins dealing with being knocked out, you know, in the first round last year or years before that. It's like, you really want to just, like, the only way to get over it is to get through it. And part of me says, all right, let's, if I'm the Celtics, who do I want? Who do I want to play if I'm the Celtics? Like, if you're Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum, you know, who would you want to start with?
I think your heart is Miami. I think your head is Chicago.
Because you think it's relatively easier?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no danger.
There's not a history
No danger with the Bulls.
Because as bad as the Bulls are this year, they did beat the Bulls last year in that play-in, and they did go on a crazy, crazy run all the way to the NBA Finals.
Yep.
What are the odds of that happening again?
Slim and none. Again, yeah. Butler's compromised. I think that's really where it kind of begins and ends in a lot of ways, and even in the Twitch chat. Who is that? Odomian 90, Chicago beat Miami. We got others who are just jumping in and saying, like, yeah, you know, where's the Heat and Five guy from Christie? That's a good line. The Heat and Five guy, nowhere to be found. But at the end of the day, Yeah, I think it's Chicago. Yeah,
so Butler went nuts last year. Max Strus went nuts. Like, all these guys were playing just out of their minds. And that was part, and it was just consistent. Then they lose Tyler Hero, then they still advance.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is over. The Heat culture, here's what will happen tonight. You turn the game on, the place will be empty. It'll be empty.
At tip?
The one lady who always wears the crazy outfits that sits in the front row. You always see. He's always got some crazy.
How come we only
artistic dress on? I don't know. It's different every time.
We only saw Anthony Shriver sitting courtside during the LeBron years, and now he's been noticeably absent.
No, nobody's there anymore. They'll show up late, and then they'll show up in the middle of the second quarter, and then the third quarter will start, and they won't be in their seats again, and then they'll show up around the end of the third quarter in the state of the fourth, and hopefully it's entertaining for them. But I'm not. The culture is great. It was awesome for a while, but I think they're done.
Dunsky, Miami, we'll declare it right now.
Stamp it.
Chicago
double
winning.
Stamp it.
All right, double stamp. Yep.
Let's go.
Miami, Dunsky. Game one of that series will be on Sunday over at the Garden. Tomorrow, game one, Bruins, Toronto. I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Who's the starting goalie for the Boston Bruins? Game one tomorrow night.
Swayman.
You're going with the Swayman.
And he had, and I was trying to, you know, Bridget's right. Like, Razor does not like, he doesn't want to get in the middle of the hockey goalie debate. And the goalie debate, he doesn't want to pick a guy. He feels like there's, I know he works for, you know, Nesson. He's calling games. He doesn't want to call anyone out. They're both really good. He doesn't want to pick a side. I don't feel like he wants to pick a side.
Yeah, but neither do the Bruins.
I would say, like, I was trying to pick something because I think he knows who's starting.
You think Razor knows?
Yeah, I think he knows.
I don't think Razor knows.
I think he does. Well, you don't know him like I do, Bridget.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
And
even
for the record,
even though you work with him, Bridget,
I was going to say, I don't think that's true.
But. Yeah. Well, listen, for the record, Bridget and I work with Razor the same amount during the week, once a week.
No.
Once, that's it.
Bridget. I see him at all the home games.
You see
and
him
I
when?
I see him multiple times a week.
Does he acknowledge you or does he walk right by you?
Oh, my God.
Does he big time you?
Are you guys friends?
Yeah.
Do you guys talk?
No, he doesn't big time.
When you guys talk, do you ever talk to him about things that aren't hockey related? That's the true sign if you're really friends.
Yes.
Okay, good. I'll give it to you. You're friends.
if anything, Razor avoided you. Friday's jock itch, he was like, oh, all of a sudden I got a real bad itch. I can't show up.
As he's big-timing me.
I actually understand the question, too.
I know, and we threw that out there. He threw the little protein shaker. Who do you have starting?
I waffle because of the way Lean has played, but ultimately I think they're going to go to Swayman.
I do.
Because I think what's going to win out is the performance during the regular season.
Yeah, and I do think there is something to the whole – I don't know. I had different stadiums that I loved playing in.
Regardless, what was your favorite stadium to play in?
I loved playing in San Diego, Qualcomm. I loved it. I loved Oakland Coliseum. I loved it.
You love the circular baseball field dumps?
I hated playing in September.
Oh, yeah. The dirt.
But there was something like, it was like, I knew it's like it was California. You know, I grew up watching these teams. And I don't know, maybe it's just, you know, luck. You know, coincidence that I always had good games against those teams, but I loved playing in those stadiums. And I can't put my finger on another one that I liked. Like, I hated Arrowhead because we always sucked against them.
Well, and you can't hear there.
No, it was, and they were always good, you know? So, and I do think, and there's something to that where Swayman having the success. If I'm Montgomery, I'm going, listen, you guys are both really good. I'm going to lean this way. For multiple reasons.
I do think that Razor at least has a little bit of knowledge when he says it's not going to be even.
It's like one guy gets five games, one guy gets
more like it's, you know, Swayman game one, Allmark game two, then make a decision for game three. I do wonder if the Bruins are going to land on the guy they go with first is the guy who is going to get the first two games.
Yeah, do you think he gives them like a, hey, you're
a
like
home in, and road type thing?
Well, yeah,
because
in football it would be, hey, you're getting here's all the plays. You have third down, you're also on short yardage. So I do think you kind of have to tell them, right? But then you're beholden to it. So if Swayman comes, let's say you tell Allmark, listen, you guys are going every other game, or you're going every two, right? And then the next series, you're going to start. Then you're going to go every two.
But I don't think that is as big a deal because these guys, for now, not just 1 year, but 2 years, have lived in a rotation. So I don't want to say that Jim Montgomery has not been truthful with them, but I would like to think that considering these goalies have rotated for 2 years now, that if there is a little bit of a change of mind, change of direction, it's pretty easy. If somebody gets dinged, you know the other guy's going in. But if there is a coach's decision or an organizational decision that leads them to altering it a little bit, it shouldn't really affect these guys very much at all.
No, I just wonder how during the regular season, it's probably more free-flowing and, organic. But
well, it's much more day-to-day during the regular season. Whereas in the playoffs, it feels like there's so much time between games that you might be able to plan a little differently.
Like, does Ullmark know when he's going to get in?
I would say...
Hey, I got game three. I can't wait. I'm prepping for game three.
I would say those guys have a general idea. But then again, they've lived in this for now, 164 regular season games?
Or is it like Bill? We'll be like, hey, I'm not gonna tell anybody when it's time to go. Just be ready. Your job is to be ready.
Well, go ahead, Bridget.
I was gonna say, Razor always says this: you have to tell the goalie the night before, at the very least. Mm-hmm. You have to let them wake up and know what they're doing that day. So, like, goalies have different routines and superstitions and prep, so you have to at least tell them the night before.
I would think so, and it's not. This is also how has Montgomery handled it in the past? Like, to Bridget's point, what Bridges said make total sense. But if Montgomery knows, okay, I can either tell these guys in private and nobody's going to say anything, or I can leave both of them hanging, knowing that I can go to them after the morning skate and say, you're going to be the one up tonight. Now, maybe goalie Bob pulls them aside and goes, hey, here's what we're thinking type thing, and clues them in. But if the Bruins end up losing because somehow there was a communication issue, or all of a sudden one of the goalies got butthurt because they weren't just going with one of these guys, it would be immensely disappointing for me from the player end. Again, it's been almost 200 games now where they've dealt with this. There should be nothing. There should be no curveball that Jim Montgomery could get by either one of these goalies when it comes to the mental preparation and being ready to go.
Yeah, and I will say this. It is amazing that, there is no animosity.
They've managed it incredibly.
Both guys deserve, and
one guy for a period of time was making $5 million, and the other one was making $1.295 until Swayman got some money this year. Pretty wild when you think about it. So we hit the Celtics, we hit the Bruins. The Red Sox are going to be in Pittsburgh tonight. We will wait to find out if Lou Maloney ends up getting a delicious chip chop ham sandwich down in Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go with yes.
Oh yeah, he's going to go.
I think you intrigued him enough.
Yeah, he likes swine.
How about Lou and Joe hanging out? What's that like?
They're at a museum.
Stop it,
yeah,
Bridget.
Yeah.
Are they really?
He called you guys from a museum.
They were at, so they're walking through, what museum? Hold on.
That's so Castig.
Hold it on.
Is. Look, Lou, back in the 1700s, this is the Renaissance period. Lou, you can tell by the paint color and the depictions.
They're probably at the Carnegie Art Museum then.
Swinging a pop-up.
So,
how many references?
I think it's the Roberto Clemente Museum.
Because it's a baseball museum.
Yes.
Oh, that's different.
Oh, my God.
They're not getting cultured in anything other than baseball stuff.
All right, hold on.
I thought it was a hoity-toity,
no.
Like, look, Lou.
They're not
let's
looking at Rembrandts.
You. No, I thought Joe was trying to culture Lou up a little bit. Hey, you're just some punk kid from Framingham, huh, Lou? I'm gonna make sure you know.
They turn him into what? Now all of a sudden he's in a Tommy Gunn movie? Nah, see.
Al Capone, Joe Castig, find the difference.
I'm gonna take you in here, Maloney. You're gonna learn. You're gonna learn about the collected artwork of someone in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, keep your eyes forward, huh? Look what I'm talking about.
The bank robbers of the 1920s. They got into their jalopy and rode off.
You're gonna learn something today, Lou. I tell you what, if it kills me.
So here are the museums they could choose from, by the way. Even more than the Clemente Museum. They have the the Carnegie Museum of Art.
Okay.
There's an Andy Warhol Museum. Okay. There's the Carnegie Science Center. Children Museum, the Fort Pitt Museum of Fort Pittsburgh, because who wouldn't want to learn about that? Senator John Hines Museum, apparently. Okay. Learn all about ketchup.
Ooh.
Sugar-free only for the Red Sox part of it. You got the Clemente Museum. You have the Pittsburgh Glass Center. Always good to pick up a good mirror. Moonshot Museum. There's Pinball Perfection. There's a big pinball museum in Vegas. My wife was like, I want to go there.
Is like, what's the greatest commodity out of Pittsburgh other than
Franco Harris?
Yeah, I was gonna say Franco Harris.
God rest. Because he got the statue.
Yeah.
I would dare say that it's probably the legacy of the Heinz Company because we put it on everything delicious.
You put it on your chip chop sandwich?
No.
God, what do you put it on? Just mayonnaise?
I'm actually kind of surprised you like ketchup.
I do on certain things, yeah.
I'm surprised.
No, condiments are okay. It's when people do the whole, I got the honey barbecue, sriracha, eggplant, and toenail, whatever, that I can put on my burger.
Toenails.
Oh, my God. Well, he's got these, mayo chup with stuff now. It's like, okay, can I just mix it myself, please? Because you know what? Because here's the thing quickly. Do you think they get the ratio right of what you're looking for? If you're someone who would eat a burger, and you would put, say, ketchup, mustard, and mayo on that burger, like I would, right? Are you doing equal amounts?
If I'm the burger maker?
No. If you're putting the condiments on, like when they do the mayo chup, is it half ketchup, half mayo? Is it 60-40? I don't know. I need it to be in control of how much of the portion I'm putting on there.
Science.
No, but I think that is a part of it. I like mayo a little bit. I like ketchup a lot more. If I were to make a tasty burger, I might put a little more ketchup on there than mayo, I guess is my point. Instead, they're trying to jam it all into one bottle, and I don't know the breakdown. Feels like a ripoff. I'm just saying. Is that flawed?
No. Listen, we all have our
style.
You're
looking at me like I got flaming turds hanging out of my mouth.
No, listen, of all the weird hang-ups I have, I appreciate it. Thank you for sharing. Right?
What a D.
Are you a therapist?
Yeah. What a D.
I feel like we just had
like
a
kindergarten
movement.
Teacher that the kid brought something not cool in for show and tell.
Yeah, there you go. You just completely shut me down.
It's your participation trophy from T-ball.
Hey, everybody. Oh, look at Gresh.
Yeah, meanwhile.
Oh, it's here for Gresh.
Oh, yeah. We've been making strudel. All right, so guess what? Strudel. Fourier. Strudel. There you go. Forget the mayo chup breakdown then.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This gives me PTSD. Oh, yeah, this really does because of my uncle. Oh, my God. That dope.
What do you mean, man? You should be proud.
Of
He's
what?
Famous. Your uncle's an Elvis impersonator. You should be excited.
Was.
Is he alive?
A DUI and a scar will fix that.
Oh, on the face, too?
Kind of.
Really? Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, good Lord. That's just PTSD of the nth degree for me. And my old man still listens to that stuff, too, on, vinyl.
Ooh, it's classic.
But he does have some, I'm assuming someday, whenever those come into my possession, those Elvis records will probably end up having a pretty price attached to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because my old man knows I can't listen to that crap.
There's not many people our age who can.
Yeah. No, I understand. Plus, it was the whole when, we were riding in the car as kids, and it would be like, hey, everybody, here's Shadow Stevens with Joe Box Saturday night. I just want to, take a pencil at 8 years old and just stick it right in my
eye. See, but I think that our kids probably enjoy our music more than we did our parents.
Yeah, I would think so. A, because it's evolved, and B, it's so readily accessible now. Like, when we were kids, we would never be able to plug in headphones into our phone and listen to Spotify if we wanted or something. We were stuck listening on the radio. When I go to my dad, Saturday nights, oh, we're going to go see my grandma, Edna May. All right, go see Edna May. We're coming home. Riding through the back deal. Who do we got on?
Yeah, but
one of those
oldies
channels.
I would never, even if on the radio, never go to an oldies station if I'm driving in the car, where my kids, the high school ones especially, will literally listen to bands from the 80s and the early 90s.
Well, those are the oldies stations now. There's, I don't know, how many oldies?
No, that's what I mean. Those are our oldies. And my point is that the kids enjoy the music that we grew up on, as opposed to me listening, enjoying the music my parents listened to.
If we were to take in some Elvis from back in the day on TV, you're going back to the Ed Sullivan Show or something like that. A lot of the kids who listen to the music of the 80s, Aha, Take on Me might not be the best song, but it's got the coolest music video ever. And when you find it, you're like, oh, man. And then they work it into a Family Guy episode, and the next thing you know, there's your crossover. People start Googling it, and then they just get, I think, the exposure.
Well, Metallica happened with Stranger Things.
There we go. Tied into TV shows now,
Metallica
all that.
Happened, but they
weren't already huge. Well, I know, right. Well, at least you didn't. I worked with a guy who was doing a big giveaway and called him Metallica.
Nice.
I wanted to just backhand him. Be like, you can't be this dumb. I'm like, you're a grown adult. You should know Metallica. Well, no one knows Strudel like Fourier.
All right, so here's the genesis of this story.
We've been waiting
to do this
all day.
We were packed with big deal, no big deal stories. Now, remember, just for the record, so big deal, no big deal started because Glenn could never give anybody a straight answer.
That is a lie.
I was always on the fence on everything. He never wanted to, just couldn't answer the question. So we said, listen, you have two options. Either it's a big deal or it's not a big deal. That's it. Can't say kind of a big deal, sort of no big deal, one or the other. So I saw this story because there was this... Because
you like strudel.
No, there was a student protest, okay, that took place in Payson, Utah.
Where?
At Payson, Utah.
Payson, Utah. So Payson back and forth.
Yeah, so several students and adults participated in an hours-long walkout from Utah's Mount Nebo Middle School. This was on Wednesday. The reason for the protest.
Okay.
Furries.
Huh?
Furries. Now, furries, if you don't know what furries are, now I'm taking a stab at it. They're just, it's kind of like cosplay, right? You like getting dressed up in like mascot, outfits, right? Like you want to be Tessie. You want to be,
you're half
Pat
right.
the Patriot, right?
You're dressing up to meet other furries for, I do believe, the express written consent of making the sex in costume.
Yeah, so the basically,
or at least that's a part of it.
So these furries were just actively students were dressing up as furries and attacking students as a wolf, as a lion, chasing them, licking them.
Well, remember the Jaguars one? Jaguars!
Yeah, that's basically what they were doing. And then the students and the parents were basically citing dress code as the reason. So Here, listen, this is about a minute and some odd minutes long. If we need to stop it, we will. But this is from ABC, what is it, ABC4 in Utah.
Parents say there's an issue between some students and others who call themselves furries, or people who enjoy dressing up as cartoonish animals.
Back when I went to school, you know, you couldn't dress that way, you couldn't do certain things, and I think it kind of needs to go back a little bit. Like, I know kids need their own personalities, but it's ridiculous when kids are dressing like animals and licking and biting people. I just don't think that's okay.
But the Nebo School District tells us it's not that extreme. Seth Sorensen says no one was scratching or biting anyone, and that there are a lot of untrue rumors going around.
It actually is not something that's been occurring. In fact, a lot of the information that's been put out there is completely incorrect and inaccurate, and so we're still trying to get on top of that.
Thank you.
This is Strudel, a member of the furry fandom.
Okay. Okay, stop just for a second.
This is strudel.
Okay, if Zeke, if you're listening, you got to put up a picture on Twitch of strudel. Because strudel is a high school student dressed up as, I don't even know what she is. Is she a fox? Is she a wolf? Is she a...
We've already got people in the Twitch chat. Licking is allowed, furry or not?
Yeah.
Here we go.
No. Okay, so everybody, let's meet strudel.
This is Strudel, a member of the furry fandom. Though they've been a furry for over a decade, they have their own opinions.
It's crazy that it's escalated to this point where these kids are being so distracting to their peers that their peers want to stage a walkout. So to have, you know, the next generation kind of muddy our name and not represent it very well, it is kind of disappointing.
Strudel believes there should be some limits.
Continue doing things you like, continue dressing up, continue making art, but maybe let's keep it outside of school hours.
As for the school, Sorensen says they have one main goal.
We want every student to feel safe when they come to school,
okay.
And we want students to get along. In fact, we want adults to get along.
Okay, so here's the big deal. Oh, big deal, no big deal. You're allowed.
That was an hour ago.
You're allowed to dress up as a costume, as a character, as a video game character in school, and actually not just dress up as that character, but act out like that person.
No, these aren't video game characters. This is straight up dressing up as a furry.
But where do these costumes come from? How do they get the idea?
Well, it's not. I mean, they go to Mascots R Us.
They look expensive.
Yeah,
but they're not cheap. So here's the thing. I asked my daughter about this because I thought this story was fake. Because even the principal, the superintendent, was like laughing. She told me that yes, this does go on at a local high school in my surrounding area, not Foxborough High School.
This is strudel
within 20-mile radius of the foyer compound.
So they attach tails. They wear like cat ears, and they do. She was telling me that there was a litter box in one of the schools, and the kids were going in the litter box like a cat. And chasing people. I know the principal in this school is saying that it doesn't happen. I'm telling you that it does.
So if I were in school and some kid in a furry costume decided to chase me and I gave him a clothesline, is that animal abuse or do I get charged for beating someone up?
I don't even know.
It's a good question. Sir, Mr. Gresh, come on in here. You are charged with... Wait, hold on here. What? The judge is like, wait, what is this? Someone chased you in an animal outfit, and you gave them a clothesline, and their head popped off. Oh, you mean their fake head. Get the hell out of my courtroom. Like, seriously. How do they lick if they've got, like, the headgear on? I would think... If these furries are going to give somebody a little bit of a tongue lashing, that they'd have to pop the head off. You'd know who they are, and therefore the anonymity of the furry is out the window.
Why can't the school just say no? You can't dress up however you want.
There are lawyers.
So the parents are citing a dress code. They're citing rules that are already in place.
The parent in this clip basically wanted to bring bullying back.
I mean,
that when I was in school, we need to do that again.
If somebody is chasing you, let's say you have no desire to play along, like this isn't, you're not into this, and they're chasing you around in their stupid furry costume,
yeah.
And what are you just supposed to take it? and just ride it out, if you will, to go back to Christmas vacation?
Can't
that's snot.
Can't you rub their belly?
I mean, can you do?
Not like a dog.
It's amazing.
Am I golden? I get them to roll right over and smile at me. I give them a little belly rub. Maybe instead of clotheslining one of these idiots whenever they're chasing you, you just try to trip them, get them on the ground, and scratch their belly a little bit. Maybe they got the spot on their side where you get them to, like, shake their leg or whatever. I mean, if you're really going to identify, then by God, all right, fine. Can I let me find your? Come on, everybody who's got a dog and loves their dog knows their puppy's tickle spot. So if these people want to be like puppies, fine. Let me find your tickle spot.
What if I feel like you're getting out of line? Can I put a shock collar on you? What if you're speaking too much? Can I shock you every time you?
It's a big shock collar.
Say something. Well, sure, it'll fit. It'll work out. Well, there's Strudel. You finally got to meet Strudel. Furries coming to a school near you.
So I threw in furries into the Google. I threw furries into the Google machine. The furry fandom is a subculture interested in anthropomorphic animal characters. Some examples of the word I can't say attributes include exhibiting human intelligence and facial expressions, speaking, walking on two legs, and wearing clothes.
I don't understand.
And I always thought there was the horny element too. I went to go do a game in Pittsburgh once. I checked into the hotel, and it was a furries convention. And they weren't just walking around like, hey, go into Banquet Hall B, and that's where they're all gathered. There were people roaming around and drinking as if they were looking to with the costumes on.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is a thing, too.
Yeah, of course, but it's all a part of it. Like, I feel like that if you're like a 15-year-old furry and you're into it when you start to change a little bit, then maybe it's one of those things you think about at that point, because at 15, I didn't think about being a furry.
I love this solution from the 508. Easy solution. If you don't want to be chased by a furry, just take a ball and throw it down the hallway.
Good job, Dice. That might be the funniest thing Dice has said in 2 months.
You got to walk around. What if you walk around with treats in your bag?
Catnip.
Yeah.
Hey, Professor, hold on, because it'd be high school, right? So it'd be like, the 10th grade math teacher figured out how to get all those furries to sit in a straight line. They had good catnip. They all sat down, lined up in a row. I mean, there's even the story out there of the woman who we might have even played it, I think, under a big deal, no big deal. The lady who's like, well, you know, my kid identifies as a cat, so I should be able to take him to the veterinarian. And the veterinarian's like, this is a human being, ma'am. What are you doing?
I should be able to take him there.
It's like, what?
Oh, my God.
I always thought the litter box thing, that can't be real, right?
That is real.
That can't be.
I'm telling you.
Well, we have a texter who's screaming that it isn't.
I'm telling you it is. I asked one of my kids last night.
Yes.
And when I added this, I was like, okay, first of all, is this even real? I said, because I feel like it's a fake. I feel like they're just, messing with everybody. She said it is. Absolutely. Now, you want to listen to the people who are just covering it like us, the people who actually have to go to school. Now, this is a middle school that they're talking
about. This is a middle school?
Yeah. So these are, 12, 13, 14-year-olds, something like that. Probably even younger, too, depending.
Sure. Let's go 12 to 15 in that neighborhood.
Look at this. If your kid decides, I want to be a cartoon character with human characteristics. That's basically what it is. I want to be the cartoon that I loved as a kid, but I want it to be real. This kid is doing this interview. Strudel is doing this interview.
And what a name,
this
by the way.
Strudel, a member of the furry fandom.
Imagine going back to the news director at that radio station, or I said that TV station. And, hey, Jen. Yeah, we got a there's big dust up with the furries going on. How about you go do a story on that? And comes back and boss, I talked to Strudel.
They've been a furry for over a decade.
A furry for over a decade. You claim
so
that
you're 12.
You claim that on your taxes?
So if you're like in middle school and you're 14, you've been a furry since you were 4? Like, I get it. Dad, hey, Ma, I want to be this for Halloween. Well, okay. Well, it's time to take your costume off. It's Christmas.
Oh, my God. Look at on Twitch. It's like Yamahama. It's Fright Night.
It's like it's all mascots from like these like AAA ball clubs.
Yeah, yeah. And there's one that looks like its face is partly clawed off. That's a little aggressive, even in the furry world. Then again, the real arms are sticking out, which I think would be frowned upon.
Show up with a mask.
Oh yeah, it actually would be kind of awesome.
To what
if there was a furry convention here locally?
There actually, I think there was a couple of months ago. I saw people tweeting about it. They're all lined up outside a convention center.
I should go over there like an angry Sasquatch, like 7 feet
yeah,
tall.
Yeah. So what are these?
And
furries
just go over there and start like yelling at the other furries.
There's got to be a natural, you know, predator against furries, right? So like if you're a little woodchuck, you know, just hanging out, like you would be really nervous about a wolf. So who's chasing these furries? Who's the nemesis?
You're going to get bit by the Werewolf of London or whatever? Yeah. I am a lucky MF-er, says most don't wear a head. I don't know how that gentleman would know that. I'm not going to ask. I thought that that came off whenever you started to go down the road of, hey, these two cats want to play, if you know what I mean. Like, and then you sort of, oh, then you kind of get normal, even if you're having sex in these costumes or whatever.
Well, they're in middle school, so hopefully they're not having sex.
No, but you know what it graduates to. And you never know who's in there. That's the other thing, too, right? Isn't this an unbelievable way to hide your identity? Like, do you have to, like, so if a kid shows up at a school in a furry outfit, do you have to say to them, do you have to like open the mouth and look in and see that it's Johnny? Or do you have to go in there and be like, can you take your head off? Can you pop that off to show me who you are so I can check you as here or whatever? Or is it, you know, oh, I sent cousin Petey to school today because I wanted to go mess around. I dressed as a furry. Nobody will know. I got credit for being there. Like, it's a whole world that I mean. And that is scary. Like, imagine you're just walking through Boston Common and you saw that. What would you do?
Just keep walking. I mean, honestly, just keep walking. Like, I think I'm not surprised by anything.
That is. Good Lord. All right. We'll try to gather.
To end the week.
We'll try to gather ourselves after exposing Strudel to the world. Are You Done is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Gresh and Poirier on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Now, it's time for...
Are you done? Are you done?
On Gresh and Poirier.
All right, time to wrap it up with a little Are You Done? We are 6 days away from the NFL draft. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Foyer, and I will be in Detroit. Our draft coverage is brought to you by McFarland Energy, Greater Boston, and Cape Cod. Choice for home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC product and service at McFarlandEnergy.com. Buy Chock Full of Nuts Coffee and buy McCormick Spices.
We're going to start with
Chicken Nick. Are you done?
I'm not done. I just saw this come across the desk, and
uh-oh,
I think it's something you two will be interested in.
Oh, boy.
College football, you can now have helmet communication, so you can have the headsets, and the 2-minute warning is going to college football.
So here's the thing.
No big deal, Christian.
It's the big deal because it's great. I love it. I love the fact that they got the two-minute warning.
I hate the two-minute warning
in
college.
It's not going to be a TV timeout, apparently, but they are doing the two-minute warning.
Yeah, why do you hate the two-minute timeout?
Huh? Because most of the games I call are tilted. All it's going to do is keep me from getting to the parking lot and getting to my cigar.
Well, that's true. But running clock of those 50-point games.
Yeah, seriously.
No, they changed the clock last year, so the games, I think, on average, were 15 to 20 minutes shorter. Yeah. Because of it used to be every time you get a first down, whatever, like the clock would stop. They don't do that anymore, only in the last 2 minutes of the second quarter or the fourth quarter. So, but I almost feel like because they did that, now they're putting in the 2 minute warning, they're just giving that time back.
And it's just an extra timeout more than anything else. Really, you know what it is? It's a 30 second break for a, four letter network to slide a commercial in.
True.
There.
Here's the thing that they really need to do. If you really want to, because you're basically making college football like pro football, anyways, here's what you need to do. You need to go from 1 foot in bounds to 2 feet in bounds. And then you need to change the football and just make it a pro football. I don't understand why there's two different balls. You have the same ball, basketball in college as you do in the pros. You have the same baseball as you do in college as in the pros. There's no need for two different footballs. That's my take.
I think it's a very simple reason why there is a football in the pros. And then there's the old football in college, and it's got nothing to do with size of the players or hands or anything like that. It comes down to one thing.
Money.
That's right. That's all it is.
Okay.
If it was worth it for college football to play with the pro ball, they'd play with the pro ball. And instead, they're doing their own thing.
My answer to that would be, please. If anyone could find a way to maximize earning potential off some of the products in their sport, it's freaking football.
It's pro football.
It's both of them.
No,
it's both of them.
College football steps on their own tail when they start to get into stuff like
this.
The
whole thing with the whole white lines on the college ball as opposed to no white. I mean, the balls are significantly different in my opinion.
Very much so, okay? Yeah.
I just don't understand. I mean, on one hand, I'm like, oh, listen, you can definitely tell the difference between a pro game and a college game.
Yep.
But those lines are being blurred as we speak.
Money. It's all money. Because don't you think, and I'm trying to remember how the original college football deal was set up and stuff like that relative to the footballs, because you're right. That's really the difference is the indicator of pro football. It's just a regular football with the strings on it, and that's it. Whereas in college, it's like, ooh, look at the cool lines down there.
Oh, look at how they spin it. It looks so cool when they spin it.
Yeah. There's definitely that. I mean, it's mesmerizing, especially when it's 43-6. And you're 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter, and you're running out of jokes.
I know.
Will they running clock it if it is a blowout?
I don't think so. Well, you know what? It depends on how many commercial breaks.
How many they're behind.
I mean, I hate to say it, but it really is true. Like, there's if directors or producers want to speed up a game, they have the ability to do so, but you're still beholden to the, hey, we got to stop down for 2.5 minutes for this from the Mac.
Yeah, but that was probably some deal that they had installed in the rights that they paid so much money for. Listen, we'll do it. We'll pay you more money, but we need to find a way to maximize our return. So you got to stuff don't do it this year. Do it next year, though.
That's
so it
right.
doesn't look like we're
we don't want to look greedy.
Yeah,
right,
we don't
look
like we're in this for money.
Chicken Nick and Bridget produced it on the radio side, Zeke on the video side. So if something went wrong, blame them. Bridget, good to see you. Good to have you back.
You.
Now the hockey season is over, and
we'll talk to you Sunday morning.
Fourier will. I mean more your season. You know what I mean?
I still got a few broadcasts.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Oh, all right then. Well, Fourier will still be expecting cookies the next time you're in.
Please,
just to nice
you don't even
guy
have to be
you
here.
Are.
You just send them in.
Oh,
just saying.
Mail them.
If you're not doing anything,
that's her leverage. Nice. She roams around with cookies. If Bridget comes in,
I'll be the furry.
There you go. There's what it is.
Beg.
Oh, it's clean.
Beg.
Thank you.
Beg.
Sit. Shake.
Whatever it takes.
They are good cookies.
They're freaking awesome.
That's it for us. Jones and Mego are next. We will see you Monday morning here in studio at 10 a.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.